Next applicant is Music Theater of Madison.
They sent an audio file and some images.
Audio file first.
Tessa, would you like to start us off?
So the Music Theater of Madison mission is a professional theater producing new and rare musicals for adventurous audiences in Madison and beyond. Their two-year goal for 2019-2020 is to increase audiences and financial resources. All performances will sell at, their goal is to sell at 80% capacity or better, and additional funding from foundations. So they are a smaller organization with a budget of $44,000. Majority of income is coming from individual donors and ticket sales. Founded in 2005, MTM is a professional musical theater company focusing specifically on new and rare musical theater pieces that illustrate the future of the art form and reflect current conversations. Over 90% of its artists are from the Madison area. The company pays a small salary each year to its founder and executive director, as well as a modest stipend for their co-artistic director, company manager, and outreach director. Four artistic associates advise the organization and serve as collaborators, giving feedback and support. The board of directors consists of five community members. Some recent accomplishments include productions of rarely performed musicals. MTM has presented 41 performances of licensed musicals. Another one is their outreach performances for the community, which includes 9 outreach performances at local libraries, schools, senior homes, and community centers, in addition to having a full pay-what-you-can production. Emphasis on the development of new musical. This process gives audience the opportunity to watch a musical develop from its early stages and cultivate a true investment in the piece while supporting local artists. Enhancing the experience with partnerships, backstage internships, so they provide internships for 7 high school students throughout the year and a variety of different areas. Professional artists, MTM shows a deep commitment to professionalism and an arts economy by compensating 30 to 45 local artists each year who work as actors, directors, musicians, and so forth. Some of their strengths include experienced leadership, a clear artistic vision and message, newer and lesser known musicals are a gift to the genre, and they feel like they deserve to be put in front of audience. The company also believes community is only as strong as its diverse perspective, which cannot be garnered by seeing the same theatrical pieces performed over and over. So, financial accessibility. Tickets for mainstream shows cost $30 or less, and the company offers tiered pricing by age and day. The company also offers, as I mentioned, the pay what you can admission. Some of the weaknesses is not having enough funding to make as much of an impact as they would like. Some of the opportunities is a program, the Wisconsin New Musicals Cycle. It provides a resource for Wisconsin artists, particularly composers, to get their work in front of new audiences and provide audience in-depth look at creating new musical. As well as regional premieres, the focus on new work and networking opportunities has the potential to open many doors for the organization and a growing audience and funder base. This fund will help increase, help increase artist stipends by much as 150% in 2018. Three major threats, competition, limited scope of funding, articulating their value. MTE is challenged not only with finding the successful way, successfully creating new musicals, but with articulating why new musicals are important. MTM's emphasis on the future of musical theater has been extremely well received. They have, they were able to introduce audience to new ways in which the art can impact their lives. They have proven that they, to diversify audience is to diversify the work. Some of the ways they look at their measuring their performances is the growing audience and donor base, as well as talkbacks, questions from the audience, audience surveys, meaningful exchanges with audience members, unsolicited feedback via social media and email, email suggestions. And it says beginning in 2018, surveys would be provided to attendees of outreach events to help measure. So that was interesting that they have not done that with their outreach events.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay. I like a lot of this. I really do. I love the emphasis on new musicals. I love the emphasis on, there are, that said, there's some inconsistency in between, in the thing, that I mostly want to call out for the growth of the organization as they come back with another grant. They must have said 16 times that we love new musicals, mm-hmm. we don't want to do the old chestnuts, and then there's a list of shows that we've done. And Parade's there, Secret Garden's there, Wild Party's there, Sound of Music is there, La Cage aux Folles there just 2 years ago, and here it was the first show done. Now, mind you, there's probably an evolution to this because there are more and more new works there. I would have loved to have known what got them there. And it would have shown me, if you say, we got to do Hair so that we got enough people, we've raised enough money so that we can afford to do Songs of a New World. You know what I mean? Show a little bit, there's room in this narrative to show the process of what got you from there to there. Because I think where they've ended up is really in a cool place. I really like the fact that their fundraising is, for a small organization, it's strong. It's at 40%, which is great. This is the first organization, though, where the numbers filled in on the grant do not agree with the numbers that were submitted in the 990 or whatever report budget that accompanied. They weren't off by much, but there's always someone on a committee like me who finds it. So, and then there was one little sentence, and I just want to call it out because I think it's so positive. In the narrative, when we talk about limited scope of funding, the answer written here is we have got to go after a lot of small donations rather than relying on several big ones, which is a really, really healthy development process. I would have loved for the artistic connect the dots to be the same way for me. I think that's all I have.
Other comments?
Yeah, something that I was thinking about, and this is true for several of the applications we've read, but in their, you know, they talk about their importance to diversify audiences, to diversify the work, and I think that that is a word that we need to start defining, and I'd be curious how they define diversity of audience and diversity of work. Are we talking about race? Are we talking about age? Are we talking about content? That's a question I have for them. And then they also reference their accessibility initiative, which I you know, they've mentioned several that I would consider accessibility initiatives, but in this context, they're not defining what those are. So I wasn't clear there.
Other comments?
I thought that in terms of their marketing plan, it was not really thorough detail, but it was good in the sense that it presented an overall event marketing plan, things that are applied to each production, and then they mentioned that there are specific things for productions regarding specific audiences, and I thought that was a good model that some of the other organizations could follow. Their organizational plan, it's a two-year organizational plan with a list of upcoming productions and broad goals and a budget. I thought that, you know, they're very ambitious. I noticed that their board, they have a board of five, which is really small, and they only meet quarterly. And it was mentioned somewhere in the narrative that it's a fundraising board, but with only five people, and in the board list, they gave their backgrounds. None of them are, you know, captains of industry, and it seems that none of them, I don't know what their social connections are. Perhaps that way they can bring in donations, but I don't know how this board can accomplish their fundraising goals, being just five and being there.
Looking very closely at the names on the board and the names on the staff, I think there are some close reasons of the heart for involvement there, which, by the way, I'm completely supportive of.
Yeah.
But you're right. It would be great to see how the board development can help the broader goal of the organizational development.
In their organizational plan, they talk about bringing on four new board members, which they definitely have to do. Again, I see that, you know, that can be challenging, bringing on four new board members when you are only a board of five. You're talking about doubling almost your board size.
1 minute left. Any other comments?
You know, because people are going to be listening to this, I want to make sure I'm clear that I am really in support of what this program is doing. I just think there's a set way of getting there, and I wish, for the purposes of looking for funding, I don't know, Karen, maybe at the end I'll have some more thoughts on how some of the smaller organizations might take better advantage of. I know you offer the services to help walk through some of this stuff, so that they can get past some of the log jams.
And so, just from my notes, the log jams that you are noting here are.
I would have liked to have been walked through the progression of how an organization that says it's one thing obviously did other things to get there,
and large shows to get to the to new works. That would have been great. Numbers not agreeing is just a small thing, but I think in general the process of growth is hard to define in a narrative, and it's so important when you're in the same pool as larger organizations whose ability to write and clarify what they're doing is just so much better honed. Does that make sense?
So you're not talking just about grant proposal writing. You're talking about just double checking facts and figures, making sure things are consistent, and again that piece, which is telling your story about where you began and how that now relates.
I think
to
it's
your
a compelling story. I'm sure it's a compelling story. Okay. It just wasn't here.
Got it. Thank you.
I'm going to call time.